from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm not going to lie to you. Talking about Hawk Tui girl is probably better than talking about the Giants right now. Or the Ravens. I want to know where she's from. What's her deal? What is she majoring in? What is she, a business, finance? She in the marketing?
Clean it up, Auntie.
She majors in jokes on the street, clearly.
Hawk Tui girl. Oh, man.
Have you ever thrown out a first pitch?
No, I haven't yet.
Do you want to?
I do. I was going to do one for the A's.
Really?
I was going to do one because Goober did one for the A's. Then they left us.
I remember that.
But the PR, a lot of them was like, Bunche, you ready to throw a first pitch? I was like, let me get my arm ready.
Oh, you're
remember
that guy?
I remember Cougar. Lucas? Dude, Cougar, yeah, I did, because, you know, that mound is long.
It is, though. I know it is, though.
But Cougar threw out the first pitch of the A's game.
And how'd it go?
Dude, he threw smoke.
Yeah?
He threw like 85. I think Dave Stewart even told him, was like, wow, that was a little steam on there.
Oh, nice.
You got to just like throw it nice and easy. Now, Guru, that was his game seven.
Yeah, that was his game seven.
Joe Lowe and Dibbs threw out the first pitch one time. The A's are going to have us all do it. They had their own jerseys. Oh, wow. So I was going to have my custom-made A's jersey. And then they left us.
It'd be all lowercase Bonte, and then the A would be capitalized.
My favorite was I came in that day, and all of a sudden, some guy's like wheeling it out, and they're doing a video. And the next day, I look online, and it's like the A's are doing a video about how they're wheeling out all their stuff. Because remember they're in that back room?
Yeah, that was Cavill special right there.
I love that. They were good people, man. I was a Cavill special. It's not us, it's you. Well, it turns out it was you.
What station are they even on right now?
I don't know.
Bloomberg something?
I don't know.
This does suck that they're leaving. I mean, look, I guess for some people going up to Sacramento, whatever, it might be more accessible for them, or at least they're not completely gone. But the way that this thing has gone down, to say that this is written right out of the script of Major League is actually false. Major League was pretty cut and dry. This is like almost been a worse, slower, more painful death. I mean, they flirted with everyone. They've lied at every single turn. Like, at least in Major League, she made no qualms about how she wanted to leave.
Right.
Right? In this one, they've lied and wasted taxpayer money every single year to try to, I don't know, jam up the whole system just to make it seem like maybe they were trying to build a stadium, when come to find out they've never really wanted to build a stadium anywhere. They're just wasting resources that could be put to other. I mean, look, we all live in this community, right? Yeah. We all know what's going on here. I don't love the way government spends money in general. I think most people agree with that. That's not a political statement. That's just common sense. And I think that we can all realize, like, our communities, we've got some issues. forking over time, money, and resources so that the billionaire A's who don't want to come out of pocket for a thing can, like, fake build a stadium that they have no intentions of trying to do. Like, at that point, you're disingenuously engaging in trying to just basically lose money for everyone in the community. It's an absolute joke what they've done the last few years. And I find them to be the most disgusting people on the planet because they're literally wasting everyone's time and they have zero good intentions at all to actually build something. It's one thing if they tried to build something and, you know, they really truly put their money where their mouth was. And for whatever reason, there was all this bureaucratic red tape. And I don't think politicians are great. Nobody does. That's not a political statement either. I'm just saying that, like, at some point you have to actually, like, put a little money in and show us that you're invested. And as my dad would say, put some skin in the game. You know what I mean? And they've never done that. And they've flirted with every single area, Portland, Sacramento, Las Vegas. And at every single turn, every community, whether it's locally or abroad, has said, yeah, this guy's full of crap. He doesn't want to spend any money and no one wants to give him money. And what they've done to the team is a joke. And if you think about how many amazing A's players have gone through there over the last few years, like, to say that the A's fan is the most loyal and also been screwed over the most in all of the world of sports, that feels like an understatement.
Yeah, well said.
It makes me angry.
Not much I can add to that, but, you know, getting to know A's fans over the years, especially working at the station and going to a lot of those day games, it was a lot of fun. And the tradition of the A's, you know, it gets lost. And I'm a big history buff when it comes to sports. Like, I love the sports history. I love the guys who paved the way for the guys of today. And when you think about those classic 70s teams, and you think of the classic late 80s teams and the early 90s, and then you think about the run they were on in the 2000s with the Big Three and Jason Giambi and Miguel Tejada and Eric Chavez, they had dudes. And even this last decade, they had dudes. And they just never had any interest in keeping the team together. They never had interest. They operated like a small market team in the fifth, sixth largest market in the country. Like, they one time owned. And so I never believed that, boy, because there's arguments, well, can two baseball teams work here? Can they get a stadium or whatnot? They used to have the beautiful Oakland Coliseum. With the mountains up there, the hills, and the lawn in the outfield. I do believe two teams could work here in this market. I truly believe that. The A's fans are deep in the East Bay, deep. And now when you don't invest into your own product, and you don't invest into the stadium, and you raise prices for parking, and you don't fix the concession stands, and you just operate like, yeah, we're a minor league function, you're going to lose a lot of people. And they lost a lot of people along the way, workers, employees, announcers. And so when I think about the Bay Bridge series, you know, some people are like, hey, man, are you excited? I just think about the A's. I look at it from their perspective. It's like, this is it. This is going to be one of their, they've got what? A two-game series here with the Giants, and then they got their final series. They've got like three or four big crowds left in that stadium. Sellouts. And Spadoni's an A's fan, and I want to hear from him, but they've got basically three big crowds left. They've had crowds of like 2,000 people at a Major League Baseball game.
Major League Baseball,
2,000 people going to a game.
When you systematically alienate yourself from a community and dismantle the team every 3 years and then cry poor and then blame everyone, what do you expect? Like, you have literally pooped on generations of fans and you have not given them back. Like, you have to reward people. Like, it's one thing if you're just inept. Like, the Tampa Bay Bucks were just inept for the longest time in terms of, like, but they were, like, at least in that area and trying to be there.
Buccaneers.
They have had one foot out of this area for 20 years and they're always blaming others. And the part that bugs me, I'm Mr. Business. You know, I love to defend the finances on us, but like, it's a business. Yeah. But I also believe, this is just how I believe, the sports team is a representative of the community and you have a civic duty to represent the community well. That doesn't mean you're going to always do it properly. Sometimes you make mistakes. Every business does. But I do believe that it's in part a community stewardship where, like, the fans do have invested stock.
Yeah.
And you need to invest in that love for them to meet you halfway because you're a consumer-based business. And they just have, like, totally whiffed on that at every turn.
Spit on me real quick. What you got?
probably going to be my last game ever at the Coliseum tomorrow. Like, for an A's, because I think the Roots are staying there and playing there next year. And I'm actually excited about that, that there'll be actually be professional sports still being played there. But, yeah, tomorrow's probably going to be my last ever game watching the A's at the Coliseum.
I want to pick your brain on that on the other side. Because I know you're bringing your boy.
We'll talk to Kate Scott first, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and then after
Wait.
Madden Zone.
Who'd you say?
The great Scott.
Kate Scott makes her return to the morning roast on the other side, folks. We buried the lead. She's coming up on the River Islands.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.